criminals are individuals who carry out illegal activities, while some criminals are highly skilled in their illicit activities, others not so smart. Today, I'll be discussing the latter category of some criminals, the ones who are known for their lack of intelligence. These are the dumbest criminals of all time. Right here, on Cases of the Crimes. Hey everyone, happy Fool's Day. It is really awesome that it's gonna be April Fool's Day. So we're gonna do some very different for this. Oh you're gonna love some of the criminal stuff done here because it's really awesome that I had to do these cases of crimes. Well, great, really awesome. I like doing that's my blood. It's not really my blood. So I'm gonna read you guys some of the dumbest criminals according to Reader's Digest. We're gonna go through some of the 38 things. We're gonna go through some of the dumbest criminals of all time and hopefully you'll laugh at it. I'll probably get back into the regular famous criminals you will see and all that, but for this one, because this is a Fool's episode, so why not do this? Because I want to make something a little fun, okay? Alright, let's get on to the 38 dumbest criminals of all time, according to Reader's Digest. Alright, let's get started. Okay, so first one is called Caught. Okay. Police in Austin, New York were called to a mini mart where they found Blake Leak, 23 years old, trying to break in. They chased Leak through the streets until both cops took a tumble. Seizing the opportunity, Leak sought refuge on the grounds of a larger building. The building was the Sing Sing Maximum Security System, where he had promptly nabbed by the car. Oh, that's so awful. Now how dumb. This is one of the first ones we have here. Oh my goodness. So this person who got caught running over into the building, take a little ground building, but not realizing it's the security prison. Oh my goodness. To break in the minimar, trying to look, to be safe on the grounds, but not realizing it's jail. So, you'll be belong in that jail very soon. So, whoops, a daisy. That's the biggest whoops. Okay, next one. The case of Liquor Store Lothario. Okay. Scottish shoplifter Aaron Morris was picked up after pinching the bottle of vodka from a liquor store. Whoa, someone has stolen it. And take Sherlock Holmes to find Morris. Okay. His name and phone number were left with the clerk after asking out on the date. Oh my god. I mean, so he stole a bottle of vodka. The biggest mistake that he had is to give a name and a phone number to the clerk, to her, try to ask her on a date. That is the dumbest mistake you'll ever. Whoa, we want to date somebody? Okay, here's my name, here's the phone number, call me. I don't think she'll call her, she'll use that one for the police. That's in evidence now. Alright, next one. The lowest high there is. Okay. From a trio of drug thieves, it was a lucky day, and they broke to home in Silver Springs, Florida, and discovered three jars of white flour in quotes. They took it home and do whatever that flower and discovered the fact that, oh no, there were urns and there were some the cremains and there were it did that one that powder didn't realize was the cremains of the victim's husband and two dogs. Oh, that was the lowest of the high. But in a worse way. Oh my gosh. Covered those three jars of that little flower. But that flower were the victim's husband and the two dogs that were passed away. And oh god. Oh no. This is the worst. How you didn't make a resemblance of it? Ashes are like the cremains, the nation of that, they're gray. And, you know, the flower, in quote, they're like white, like a very little white. But the cremains are like grayish white, as you would call it. But oh my goodness, you're so... oh no. That is really awful. Alright, next one. The case of not so devoted dad. Okay. Bringing your child to work day is a law on tradition that allows children to see what goes on in the business world, while also getting a chance to watch their parents apply their trade. So, basically, if you want to bring your child to work day, you can bring your child and you'll see what your mother or your father are doing. So that you'll see what doing, see what the job of it, see if the, you know, their son or their daughter presses on and becoming like them, the same positions they have. Okay, one crew brought his young son along with him on the job, which, you know, robbing a pet shop. But it got soon after, minus the point, his son. So that son is along with you, trying to rob a pet shop. Coming along with them, but you got arrested and you lost your son. So that son is now putting the CPS on you. Thank God they finally put the CPS on you because you were robbing the store. With your son with you. Big mistake. Alright. This one's called Watch Where You're Going. As two men waited in line at the coffee shop to pay the bill, a third cut in front of them. Oh my goodness. A third cut in front of them. Oh, that's all. Who drink at the clerk and demanded all the money from the till. Why? Deborah said the man quickly recovered and handcuffed the crook. Apparently, in his restaurant, there were police officers in full uniform. Through during the clerk, and then, well, bam, there's cops. They are literally there, full uniform, and they witnessed that. I mean, you try to do something really bad, when there's a cop, they could literally, when there's a cop right in front of you, and you did all this. Oh, you did. They did this in front of a cop. Two cops. Or more than two cops. In front of the cops. Oh, you're in the jail. You're for the jail. Alright. The couple that drinks together. Recently, a woman in Fresno, California, was stopped at the DUI checkpoint for being soused. Okay. I'm just going to look at what soused is. Soused is... soaked in and drunk, basically. Ever helpful, she offered up the info. My husband's right behind me, and he's even drunker than I am. Well, you got a DUI. Just because if you have a DUI, yeah, both of you are in a DUI. So, can't skip that DUI. good luck with that. If you think that, if you think your husband drunk, way more drunk than you are, both of y'all are drunk. You should be deserving DUI. Alright, here we go. The Telltale Trousers. When an attempted robbery at Lowe's in that went awry, Milton G. Hodges, okay, fled across the street and jumped a fence right into a resort and spa, okay, but it's a nudist sort and resort and spa. And as the sentinel pointed out, as one of the only folks wearing clothing, they were easily spotted by police. Oh my gosh. I mean, you have attempted a robbery at Lowe's and then you run over to the resort and spa, but check this out. They're nude. And you're the only one who is fully clothed. Everybody else is naked. So, if you want to blend in next time, take all your clothes off. And you can definitely blend in. Well, that's a fool thing to do. Alright, next one. P.S. Nobody move. Okay. It's the worst possible time to faint, okay? So in the middle of the robbing the bank, right? So what happened to this thief from Beaver Creek, Ohio? So the teller had called 911 and asked for some medics. So this person has passed away. And you had to applaud the man's stick-twibness. The announcer also had a note to tell the man all the cash. And you're really dumb. And you're just pretending to be, you know, fainting, and then once you wake up and have the note saying the man the cash, you're dumb, okay? Fainting isn't gonna be enough for them to send buddy. Thought it was for an emergency if you actually faint. You fake fainting, that's what it's called. You fake fainting and you just robbing the bank. Not a good move there. That is definitely not a good move. Alright. No bacon. Okay, here we go. Mitchell the Slate walked into Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Into the hotel, right, and asked the clerk for a room. However, that clerk is not a clerk. It was a state trooper. They was really good at disguising themselves as different. And the hotel that he stepped in is a state trooper station. That's when he was arrested and charged with driving while intoxicated. Oh my goodness. Just walked in into what he thinks is a hotel. But that hotel, and there's a clerk to stay in that little room. But in the reality, that's a state trooper station, and that's a state trooper standing there in the desk. So, wow. You're way more stupider than anybody else thought. While you're staying in that hotel. Oh well. Guess that hotel right now, guess that room service is become the jail service. Very nifty. Alright, I owe you. Grand prize of South Wales was ripped off in a bank where he worked. But it was completely dubious. He left a note in the safe and that says, borrowed £7 million. Borrowed £7 million, signed grand prize. And you put the name. You gave it away. You left yourself with the name. They will definitely find you somewhere in the internet too. So, well, you're screwed, buddy. And you have committed. And second of all, you admitted to the crimes. That's another thing. That's two. That's number two. All right, next one here. No one likes a tattler. Okay. A good Samaritan noticed an elderly man being robbed. So he jumped in and punched the thief. And the thief was so upset he called his complaint. I mean, a good Samaritan is supposed to do something really good or try to protect. Because you notice that little man was robbed and he jumped right in and punched that little thief. And you made yourself mad and you called the police to complain about what you are doing, what you're being robbing it. So that's a stupid thing to do. Alright, next one. Next one's Little Makeaway. That's what it's called. Alright. When Stephen Crane broke into the newsroom in Montana, okay, he used the computers to watch, you know, adult video and check Facebook. Oh my goodness. Then he doused the office with fire extinguisher, took some of the candy, and left. Well, it wasn't a good fault to find him, however. The police just followed some trails of M&Ms that led to his sister's place across the way. Oh my god, you just grab all the candy. You just went to the newsroom, you know, open up some, you know, the things that you're not supposed to do, something we're in private. Okay. And then you douse this entire office with this fire extinguisher. And hopefully no one sees it and then took that candy. But it's not really, but it's very easy. They just definitely caught you. How did they caught you? You have M&M. Why did you pick M&Ms? You know M&Ms have little dots on it. And it can easily be traced. It will go. So you remember, do you remember James Woods for Family Guy? When they did that, piece of candy, piece of candy, piece of candy. Do you remember that? Yeah. And then Peter cut some silver in the box. That's a little dumb little thing. And just following the trail of some M&Ms. He didn't eat really, but he left out with so many M&Ms. That can easily be traced. Yeah, they can just follow along where it was, and that's where it got caught. So, next time, yeah, instead of M&Ms, try some other candy bars that is not traced, try some other candy bars that cannot be easily traceable to cops or something. Try that one next time. Alright, can you read me now? Is next one. When police in Vancouver, Canada asked to search Jason Pache's apartment for, special substances, he was not really a suspect. In fact, they were looking for somebody else. And that definitely changed when they got a look at how it was listed on the cell phone. Jason Pache, substance dealer. You are literally saving yourself with the cell phone that says your name and then the title of it. So you're committed that you are dealing with some substance, to everybody. But you're dumb enough to look in the phone and says your name and what you do. The occupation is not just go anywhere, so congratulations. Alright, back to jail special. Alright, so two men decided a back to school event at an office supplies would be the perfect time to do some shoplifting. So, after all, the clerks at the store would be busy helping some influx of shoppers. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of shoppers there. And that sale happened to coincide with the annual Shop with a Cop Day. When 60 of the police officers show up to help Jim pick up some school supplies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two men to a shoplift all trying to steal some of the stuff and ran out. And also back to school event and stuff, and that's a good thing. But the problem that is that sale, this one big sale here, which is also a Shop with a Cop Day. There are cops in there, and they have cops and their kids. They will buy for their kids some school supplies for their going back to school. And these two men did not know that there are cops there. That's like, your mat is not mapping at all. Like, the mat is definitely not mapping. Okay. Burrito Patrol. Okay. Here we go. Aiden Juarez Ramirez had all figured out he could be the cop without having to take this little boring test, blah blah blah. You know what I should do? I should be a cop. Not do the test and stuff. But he was arrested in Grapevine, Texas after pulling over a driver in his pickup truck. Outfitted with the flashing lights and had an ID badge, which means not a restaurant gift card, and etching the word police. He etched out the restaurant gift card because the badge he used is the gift card, and they wrote police on it. However, he had kept the logo. which is Halloween Pepper, which is Chipotle. Oh, you're trying to disguise and become a cop and have this little badge and use this badge as a, you know, the ID badge of becoming a cop, you know? The dumbest thing that you ever do is using a gift card. I get out and says the police. But why he got arrested? Well, you see, he didn't notice the one thing that he did not blacked out. Was the logo, the logo or the of the peppers, the Chipotle peppers they have. That's the logo of Chipotle, by the way. So that's the one thing that he forgot to black out. He used a freaking gift card or something. Come on, that is so awful. All right, next one: the case of the return merchandise. Okay. A Target store in Augusta, Georgia agreed to take back a printer from a dissatisfied customer. Wonder where that printer is. And in the clerk noticed some of the work is about to remove from the machine. The counterfeit bills, which they printed out. Some of the printing work that they have. And it's the counterfeit bills. Oh no. During this one little printer, it's like, it's broken. Why are they doing that? And then, what they had printed out was a fake bills. Fake dollar bills. I mean, you know those counterfeits, right? They could easily tell if that's fake. Okay? Not know that. Alright, you mean it's not Scout Night? No, that's the next one here. Two machete wielding men barge in the Sydney, Australia bar in the bar in Sydney, Australia, demanding some money. Of course. But what they didn't know is that a club was hosting a bikers meeting. Oh, you don't want to mess with the bikers. One of the robbers ended up in the hospital, and the other hog-tied with electrical wire. Yeah. You do not want to mess with bikers. They're going to do something very diabolical. So, yeah. Don't mess with them. Trying to margin the amount of money, it's the bikers meeting. You do not want to mess with them. Ever. They will screw you up. So, yeah. That is so pathetic. Real happy for the biker gang, but not so good for the criminals. Our next one. Hampered by stupidity. Okay. In Mesa, Arizona, a break-in was foiled when the burglar jumped through the bedroom window and somehow got trapped in the clothes hamper. Oh, the basket, huh? The clothes basket. And the cop took it from there. So, yeah. That's a little kind of clean getaway. Well, trying to break in the house and got trapped by the hamper, which is the basket. And I do have the hamper right behind me. Oh, whoa. Well, that's not a clean getaway at all, ain't it? Nope. Alright, next one. Worst customer service ever. Okay. Joseph Goetz alleged intent to rob a bank in York, Pennsylvania, and met with some little snags there. And the cop said that the first teller tried to rob fainted, and the next two had no more cash in the drawers. Have no cash drawers. So unfortunately for him, he had better storn out a rent to write angry letter to the bank. Then, oh my god, you're literally writing down, trying to rob, but oh no, they have no cash. No, so you know what? I'm gonna write some angry letters to the bank.
Did he put his name in his angry letter?
Because that says everything. If your name is on that letter, that says everything. And committed the crime, that also says everything. That letter says everything we need to know. Alright, next one's called 2idiot@jail.com. Okay, a German bank robber sent some mocking emails to the police. No, ridiculing the efforts to arrest him. First, he let them know they had his age, build, and accent wrong. Okay. Then he corrected their announcement that he skated on foot. He was committed, right? No, he had a getaway car. And the cops got the last word in, though. When they arrested the guy a few hours later, they used his email to trace him. You'll never gonna get escaped with the email, because emails are literally traceable and they can definitely find that they definitely can find you trying to mock them with getting arrested. Oh, how wrong they are. Oh, look, I had the age, the build, and the accent. Oh, you got those things wrong. And secondly, I escaped on foot? No. You think I escaped on foot? I'm gonna correct it that I had a getaway car. Again, you're never gonna get away with a car because the car isn't really, but your emails are not. It's traceable, okay? Emails are literally traceable. They can literally find the name and everything. They'll find it. We're in a world of technology, folks. Alright, next one. The case of clean intruder. Alright. After a man kicked the front door of a home in Texas at around 3:30 in the morning. Okay. The resident, so someone who lived there, fled and just called the police. Okay.
And when the cops arrived, they were surprised to find that the intruder had stolen a thing. Oh my gosh. They had not stole something, you know. So yeah, they have found him in the bathroom during a bath. Like a shower or something. So he basically tried to break in into this house, and whoever lived there called the cops. He didn't steal anything, he didn't rob that place and stuff. He just wanted to take a shower. He just wanted to take a shower. Take a nice warm bath. Yeah, that, I mean, you're clean, but it's not going to be clean enough because you break into somebody's house. So, that that's terrible. So, yeah. He doesn't want to break in. Wants to break in. Doesn't want to steal anything or rob some stuff. Just having a bath. That is so ridiculous. Alright, next one. Fish tails. Okay. Robbie Rose lost his first place medal and was charged with a felony after it was discovered that he cheated in Texas fishing tournament by stuffing a 1 pound weight down the front of a bass he caught. So the fisher became suspicious where they placed Rose fish in a tank and it sank to the bottom. Why? Why? Know that fish is going to die, but you're shoving this 1 pound weight onto its back, onto a fish. No fish can definitely sink, but if you shove them out, that fish can't breathe and die. And just potentially die. Why? Why did you do that? Well, you can't, because it's cheating. Well, you got cheated right now, and well, that gold medal is not going to be gold, so gold ain't always gold. Because, yeah, you cheated, and you literally put one little weight right onto the bass, onto the fish. And notice that the fish, it put the fish in the tank and just sank to the bottom. Can't float. Cannot swim or anything with that one little pound. Potentially died. That's awful. Alright, next one. Banana attack. Ooh, see what the bananas would do. Okay, according to the bus driver, it was a brutal, unprovoked attack. Okay, so a woman got on his bus, so she went on the bus, and assaulted him with a half-eaten banana. Like, it couldn't have any weapons, any lethal weapons that you do, but a banana? So, he said, I have banana all over me, okay, on my tie, my shirt, and my eye. And so the woman explained that the driver had almost hit her car, okay, and that when she entered the bus to rationally discuss the matter, and it slipped right onto his tie, his shirt, to a tie, and a shirt, and then the eye. The court made it believe that it did believe her, did believe when she argued that it was unreasonable that a banana could cause this much damage. And they slapped her with just a fine of about only $100. So, could have been in jail. Couldn't be it, but why a banana? So, the driver's like almost hit herself with a car. And she comes in right into the bus. And she attacked with the half-eaten banana. Just shove it in, put it into the tie and the shirt and his eye. And then they arrested, but they charged a fine of $100. Could have fined her more, so she could have been charged more, but a banana, very harmless, but could have gotten any worse than that. Could have gotten any worse. Alright, so next one. You're gonna regret that tattoo. Okay. So, police in Pico Rivera, California, had an easy time planning on this 4-year-old murder on Anthony Garcia. Oh, because he pinned it on himself with an elaborate tattoo on his chest, depicting the killing. Okay, so the cousin noticed that little ink when the mug, his mug shot for a petty crime. So the tattoo revealed all entire details. Now, this is from the Christmas lights and a bent street line near the liquor store, and the body was found to the image of an angry helicopter. So his nickname was Chopper, and the machine gunning the victim. Oh my goodness. That it has been all details, okay? Nope. That picture has worth 1,000 words. Guess what? Those tattoos of bar, but that body art explains everything, explains that entire story. So, well, that definitely arrested him so much. My goodness. Well, there you go. Alright, next one. Lincoln on the money. James Ryan of Memphis was charged with a forgery after he handed just a $100 bill. But she already knew something was a little bit funny with that money. So instead, a visage of Ben Franklin, it was the star of the $5 bill, Abe Lincoln, who was staring back at her. Again, counterfeit money is a little funny thing. She could easily spot on where, tell me what kind of money that is. That is not so nice for you, so. It's a $100 bill, but it was a $5 bill. Didn't know those two decimal increments is very different. Yep, that's fake, for sure. Alright, she went that away, then that away, then that away, then that. Okay, so, this is where the next story. A woman in Somerset, Massachusetts was arrested for breaking and entering. Okay, she was quickly caught thanks to the ankle bracelet. Oh my goodness. That one fitted with the GPS system. They could easily track that down. Because if you have an ankle bracelet and it has a GPS system, they could literally track you down. She had forgotten from police. You're supposed to be a house arrest, huh? For being in probation from an early breaking and entering case. Wow, you're so... Well, you have ankle bracelets and it's GPS. You were house arrested. Well, guess what? That you won't be house arrested anymore. You'll be in jail. So, well, guess you're not going anywhere at all, except work. You're not going anywhere. This is so awful. Okay, next one. Polyvu idiot. Okay. It's the French stuff here. Okay. The victim's jewelry was missing. Okay. The electric's gone. The window was smashed. Oh, wow. Not when she was hysterical when an officer, Sharandin Mehru of the Calgary police, arrived. Then her French beauty father called. Okay. Alright, so. Parlez-vous idiot. Okay. Victim's room is missing, the electronics are gone, the window was smashed. So, one day she was hysterical when an officer, Sharanjit Mehru of the Calgary police, arrived. Then her French-speaking father called. Speaking in some French, explained that it was all a scam in order to get some insurance money. But what she didn't suspect was that the officer, Mehru, speaks 6 languages. Oh my goodness, this stole everything. Oh, it was a little scam to get this insurance money off they wanted. But not realizing that the officer, that officer can speak multiple languages, including French. He understands, this person knows, yeah, the officer understands French. Didn't think through, huh? So yeah, parlez-vous, idiot. I learned French in Duolingo. Okay, next one. Drug dealer's office in the police station. Okay. Christopher Oxy of Everett, Washington, was arrested for conducting a deal over the phone in the bathroom of the Everett Police Department. Trying to conduct some deal with some substance deal on the phone whilst in jail. Absolutely bad idea. You're in the police department and you're calling them to discuss this substance deal. That's a bad idea though. That's all awful. Alright, next one. Incarceration? There's an app for that. Okay. 12-year-old boy adamantly denied having stolen an iPhone when questioned by police at his home. And then that the phone rang somewhere in the closet. Okay, yeah, I stole it. But as for the BlackBerry he's stealing, he double denied. Ring. Yeah, wow. So this 12-year-old boy stole an iPhone and a BlackBerry phone. And both of them rang it because they were looking for the phone. I can't find the phone. They called it and then they questioned that, I didn't steal that phone. And then the iPhone rang. And then you also denied that you stole the BlackBerry. And then rang again. And that also rang. So, don't steal something it wasn't yours to begin with. Okay? Okay? Don't steal something if it wasn't yours to begin with. Okay? Alright, next one. Crime that's too heavy. Cliff Hebert thinks something big. So, the British criminal stole a truck and loaded it with one billion pallets of stolen nickel and copper worth around 150,000 quid. 1,000 pounds. About a quarter of a pound. So, yeah. Haul was so huge. And it's so huge. Very big. And the cops arrested him after a suspension that was collapsed under the weight. So earlier, he had stolen a car and overloaded and broken the suspension too. So, okay, wow, yeah, stolen a lot of nickels and coppers, but didn't realize that they're heavy. It can definitely break its suspension, that would break. Oh my goodness. Wow. Didn't realize that those things are very heavy. I don't know how many pounds of those nickels and coppers. It's heavy. So, very, very heavy. They're gonna have to think hard on that, on the weight. Alright, next one. It's called Just Kidding. Okay. Don't you hate it when you suffer some hard thing, think you're going to die, and you confess to this 17-year-old murder. Oh my goodness. And found that you're not going to die and then get sent to life in prison as a result. Yeah. James Washington in Nashville. That's what happened to him. So, yeah, you suffered a heart attack and you're going that and you confess to this murder, find that you're not gonna die and you get life sentence. Oh my goodness. So you had heart attack and about to go on to die, and then you confessed to all the crimes that you committed and got you arrested and then sent you alive in prison. That heart attack gets you arrested there. That's worse. First thing, you'd rather just get a heart attack and just die and not commit it. That's so awful. That's a waste of time. Alright. Next one's called You Should Read the Book You Stole. Alright. Callie Rowe of Milton, Ohio was picked up for shoplifting from a Dollar General with her two young children in tow. Among the booty was a book called 101 Ways to Be a Great Mom. Wow. Try to stole this one particular book, and it's called 101 Ways to Be a Great Mom. And shoplifting is not one of them. So, yeah, that book has its very ironic. You should learn how to be a great mom, not a bad mom. Shoplifting will lead you to be a bad mom. So, you should read the book at once, for once. But you stole. Oh my goodness. Alright, next one. A Molotov cock and bull story. Okay. Following some disputes, Craig Aylesworth of Buffalo, Florida, tossed a Molotov cocktail at his neighbor's trailer home. And then just as the winds have been shifted, sends some embers onto his own trailer. Wow. Luckily, he was ready and he no longer had a home of his own. Tried to toss, that cocktail onto that trailer home. But the wind just went right back into your own room. Yeah, that's what you get for tossing. So, what? Do you have any beef with your neighbor? Well, that Molotov that you tossed, you think that drink is going to go over to their house? Karma's coming back for you. Splashes right back into your house. Well, and first, well, since you got arrested, well, you probably have no home after you got arrested. So, oh well, sucks to suck. Alright, the new Apple idea. Okay, a San Francisco D pedaled his bike up to a woman on the sidewalk. Okay, he snatched the iPhone out of the hands and rode away. Someone unknown to him, the woman was in the middle of demonstrating the new GPS tracking device. Ha! Which is work, and the thief was captured minutes later. He just snatched her phone and not realizing, because she was demonstrating a new iPhone's tracking device. The cops can literally find you when you ride that. Like, yeah, they will find. Again, when it comes to the GPS, when it comes to the new phone that you're snatching, there's GPS in it. Cops can definitely find you. Okay? They will find you in certain aspects. Didn't think through, ain't it? Alright, next one. License and registration and an attorney, please. Alright, next one. That's the next one. Anthony Kenneth Mastro Giovanni was impersonating a police officer. Okay, so this person trying to be a police officer. When he pulled over another car for speeding, and the German police sussed out that he was lying since he too was a cop. But in that case, the kind of cop doesn't have to pretend that he's a cop because that person that he had pulled over to, was really an actual cop. So yeah, was arrested for impersonating a police officer. It is a crime. It is really a crime. So this person was trying to become a police officer and then pulled this car over. But that car, he didn't realize
as a police it's a police officer. A real police officer. That is, yep, this person's not the brightest Crayola in the box. He's gray in the box. Really sucks, huh? Alright, we have a few more left now. Okay, next one is called, Who Are You Gonna Trust, Yourself or Yourself? Alright, only a few months earlier, a man from Iowa City, a man from Iowa City, Iowa, had his driver's license stolen. Oh, and then who should show up at the bar where he worked as a bouncer, but the thief brandishing that's his very own license as his form of ID. Wow, that's a very thing. So yeah, he had stolen his driver's license, but he went to the bar, he worked as a bouncer, but that thief has been brandishing that bouncer's very own license as a form of ID. So, yeah, somebody stole the ID, he worked as a bouncer, and then they showed up and showed this license as the ID. And he realized that, oh, that's my driver's license. And that's, yeah, he could tell that he brandishing this little ID, this little license upon the ID. Yeah, that's not you. Because that was me. You stole that ID from me. Trying to show up the bar, the club. You get kicked out and you also get arrested too. So you're not even welcome to the club at all. Because you stole the bouncer's ID. The driver's license. That's a buffoon right there. Alright, second to last one. It's called, Should Activate Your Karma Alarm. Is there no honor among thieves? Okay, so two suspects were being questioned by police about the shoplifting. This is a better way in Ogden, Utah. Someone broke into the car and stole a stereo and several other items. Oh, wow. Okay, so these two stole a stereo and other some items. And they got questioned by the police. Guess what? That karma's coming to you. When someone breaks in the car, stole the stereo that you stole initially, and some other stuff that you have stolen initially, and now you got questioned, and now you got arrested, and now you're going to jail. Oof, that's definitely a karma for sure. So yeah, you stole them, someone will stole the one that you stole. So it's a steelception. Am I right? It's a steelception. Alright, last one. Last but not least. Huh, this looks like a safe place. Okay. A man in El Paso, Texas busted into a church. A church. And absconded with the safe, so said that this place here, this church here, is a little safe. Safes are very heavy and only have a few yards before dropping to a lawn. When he tried to crack open, that's when he was confronted by an occupant, aka a police officer. Wow, trying to bust in the church and absconded, which is stole. A safe. So he left it with a safe. This one big giant safe. Just so you know, the safes there is gonna be heavy. Okay. Only have a few hours dropping into the lawn and try to crack something open. But didn't realize that the house that he had the safe and tried to crack in. It was the police officer. He lived there. Well, that sucks that you're arrested trying to steal a safe from the church and then
try to grab them, put it into the house, try to crack open, but did not realize it was the cops. It's the cops' hole. That's terrible, isn't it? Yeah, that. That's stupid they are. Alright, that is pretty much it. Those were the dumbest criminals of all time, according to Reader's Digest. Hope you had fun with all that and taking into consideration of knowing how to be criminals, right? Well, don't be a criminal in the first place. Don't do crimes in the first place. Don't attempt to do anything that will make it stupid. That makes us laugh. That will laugh even harder when you do all the crimes that it was not planned out perfectly. So that's why I had to do this episode, because we want something to be fun, okay? To make it fun of. Alright, well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for watching this April Fool's episode of Cases of Crimes. Next time, we'll have a very serious one, okay? Very soon. But for now, happy April Fool's Day, everybody. We appreciate that. Alright, guys. Goodbye, everyone. Take care.